After 53 days out of session today, the House finally gaveled back in.
The House will be in order.
Lawmakers overcame shutdown-induced flight delays in time for the high-stakes vote to reopen the government.
We believe the long national nightmare will be over tonight. It was completely and utterly foolish and pointless in the end, as we said all along.
The shutdown was the longest in American history and the first time ever that the government didn't fully fund its food assistance program to feed roughly 42 million Americans, leading to long lines at food pantries across the country.
If there's anything I can take away from this, and others will too, is to always expect the unexpected and to be, you know, to have a safety net in place.
Members of Congress were paid in full, while Capitol Police weren't. Air traffic controllers also missed paychecks, causing chaos at the nation's airports. And even when the government reopens, it will take several days for things to return to normal.
Everybody wants to see their family, so to basically, you know, let's get it together, like she said.
The bill would fund the government through the end of January, reverse thousands of federal employee layoffs, and pay back nearly 700,000 furloughed workers. House Democrats are largely united against the bill and remain furious at their Senate counterparts for passing it earlier this week without extending health care subsidies.
I think the American people got a raw deal. 20 million Americans are going to see their premiums skyrocket. I don't think they like the fact that we didn't fight hard enough.
Now, next month, the Senate will take up the bill to extend those health care subsidies. But, John, the House has not committed to do so. So today, Democratic leaders came up with a plan to try to force the House to take a vote. But it's unclear at this point whether there will be enough Republicans to sign on to it.